We are over halfway through the NFL season because there's 17 weeks in the season and we're at week 9. Well, we were at week 9, right? So this is really when the playoff predictions come in hot and heavy, people trying to decide which team is going to make it, which team is not going to cut the mustard. And here to tell us what theories are crazy and which could actually happen, we've got Nanda DeFino with us, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
First, did you stay up last night to finish watching the Green Bay battling the Cowboys?
You know, even if that wasn't part of my job, I think I would have. I like watching the Cowboys not do well.
Shellacking. The Cowboys lose with a score of 45-7. What does this mean?
It means obviously the Cowboys aren't very good. This is, you know, like the second time in 3 games they've given up 40 plus points, and they had 30 something last week, and they're just I think disarray might be the word to use, because they have the talent.
Given up.
They're putting the square pegs in the circle holes.
Well, their owner said, and I quote, "There are a lot of people that are certainly going to suffer and suffer consequences," he said. Are you expecting them to some firings to occur, some changing of the pieces?
Here's the thing. It's really tough in the NFL to switch up coaches or shake things up too much. I mean, I could see them getting rid of maybe the defensive and the offensive coordinators and bringing someone else up. But Jerry Jones, the owner, he's like a Mark Cuban, George Steinbrenner-y kind of guy who just likes to – he won't not talk to reporters ever. You know, he just likes to say things like that and maybe just scare somebody there. I mean, their season's not totally lost, but it's – 99% of the way there, I'd say.
All right, so that's a team that clearly is struggling, if you want to be kind. But let's talk about three teams that people are already starting to make playoff predictions about, and I want you to tell me who's the real deal here. We had the Cleveland Browns. This is a second upset in a row. They beat New England 34-14. They're going to play the Jets next time. Is the Cleveland Browns real deal?
Yeah, I think I can't take any credit for this. I talked to Jerome Bettis, the old Steelers running back, before the season. And we asked him, you know, who's the team? You know, it's going to be a surprise everybody. And he said Cleveland. So, you know, the coach is good. They got a lot of players there that are talented. I don't think he actually foresaw this Colt McCoy, the rookie quarterback, coming in and doing well. But I think Cleveland, at some point, these are stop being called upsets.
All right.
It's just going to be Cleveland's winning again.
Yeah. Though here's the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat the Colts 26-24, only a 2-point margin. But still, the Eagles are now 5-3. Are the real deal here, or?
Yeah, it kind of hangs on Michael Vick's health. I mean, you know, Kevin Cobb did a great job when he came in, but I think they're tailoring the rest of the season to just run behind Vick and steamroll people. So I think if he stays healthy, there's a good chance you'll see Philadelphia do well and kind of in exciting fashion on top of that, too.
And then we've got the Oakland Raiders. They beat Kansas City 23-20. Okay, much, much narrower score than, say, between the Green Bay and the Cowboys. But the Oakland Raiders still playing pretty well.
That's a real wild card there, the Raiders.
Oakland, yeah, I mean, their top cornerback is hurt a little bit. I mean, that shows it's going to affect them to a degree. But, you know, Kansas City's a great team. This is for real, and they're big rivals. Those two teams, they just don't like each other, and they always play up to a higher level than even if they're bad teams every year they play. So I think Oakland could be for real.
Although everybody who plays the Oakland Raiders feels like they have a rivalry with them, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Right, you can pick any team in the AFC and they're rivals pretty much. But,
Are you avoiding the Giants? Is there some issue here?
I don't want to jinx the Giants. I think that's part of it.
I mean, that was a blowout yesterday.
The Giants beat the Seattle Seahawks 41-7, so real close to the Cowboys' defeat.
Yeah,
either the Seattle Seahawks are terrible or the Giants are really, really good.
I think the Giants are really, really good. It's Eli Manning, usually when he has these big games where they score a lot of points, he'll throw a few interceptions just to mix it up. And this game, he didn't do it. I mean, they're hitting on every cylinder right now. It's kind of scary.
And the Jets took down the Lions in overtime when basically the Lions ended up in overtime without a quarterback or a kicker. Is this a sign of the Jets' superior play?
Yeah, I mean, the Jets were supposed to be this team. The Giants are kind of a little more surprising. But the Jets, you can't argue with a 6-2 record, you know, top in the conference.
The Jets were supposed to beat the Lions by like 40-20.
Yeah.
And
they nearly lost. If the Lions had still had a quarterback and kicker, the Jets would have lost.
Plus, I'm not just saying this just, you know, because I'm happy to be on the program. I'm kissing up. The Lions are a very good team, and they're a lot better. If you look at their points scored versus their points against, they've outscored their opponents by like 25 on the season, which is more of like a 5-4 team than a 2-6 team that they are. They're a very good team.
What would you say if you were kissing up?
Yeah,
legends. Team of destiny.
Not quite. Nanda DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer. Thanks, Nando.
Anytime.